What does he mean? He doesn't mean don't strive against sin. He doesn't mean stand up for the truth. No, but he means, and he gives the things. If they want to slap you on the cheek, turn to them the other also. Or you can do what Jesus did. When they sought to kill him, he ran away. He didn't say, and now you all shall die. For not hearing my word. God, to me belongeth vengeance, God says. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. God is not saying, oh, it's wrong to judge, and it's wrong that the wicked should be judged. He just said, if you do this, you're in danger of Gehinnom fire. You're in danger of the fire of the valley of Hinnom. So what is he saying? Because God certainly hates iniquity and loves righteousness, I tell you. And he says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. And he came in with a whip and he whipped them out. So we have examples to look at. So what does he mean? If people are preaching evil and false doctrine, should we just resist them not? No, he means in the carnal things of the earth. When people come and they take from you and they abuse you. Let's say you say, listen, this is the truth in Christ Jesus. And you begin to speak the truth of the gospel. This is how you have to, and they say, that's not true, and they slap you. Do not slap them back, right? Or let's say, he says, blessed are you for persecution and righteousness' sake. Let's say someone slaps you for slighting them. Don't retaliate, right? Let's say, well, what if someone wants to mug you? Get away. What if someone wants to hurt someone innocent? What if you see an old lady, and you see a guy hurting her? What should you do? Turn the other cheek? You can't turn the other cheek for her. I tell you, I think, and this is by permission, I think, but we have a duty to defend the weak. We have a duty to, you know, go restrain him. You know, save. You know, is it right to save or to allow to be destroyed? So it's not wrong to interfere when you see someone being harmed. I don't think he meant that at all. But he's saying if it's against your person, let things happen. And I also say it's not wrong to try to escape. According to the Holy Spirit, you know, in all these things, apply wisdom. Apply the Holy Spirit. Let him be your guide. Is it time to turn the other cheek or is it time to step in and put a stop to violence? Blessed are the peacemakers. Yeah, but we don't get into fist fights and stuff. We avoid that. Absolutely avoid violence. But do not neglect to defend the weak. Help those in distress. You know, throw your body between them. You know, there's nothing wrong with restraining someone who's doing harm to someone if it's in your power. You know, there's all, you know, you can always come up with scenarios, right? Where it's like, well, you know, and I guess I think that it is best to pray we be not led into temptation. You know? I don't want to be brought into a situation where I feel like I want to kill someone. I mean, let's say they're harming. Let's say I walk into a public bathroom and there's some man abusing a boy in there or something like that. You know? Whereas, what was it they asked Dukakis back in the day? You know, what would you do if someone's raping your wife? You know, those kind of situations. I pray that I be not led into those situations because I know as a man that being not yet as I am right now, I would be very tempted to, you know, put a bullet in someone's head. I don't say that with any pride, but, you know, it's like that's what it is. So I pray that I be lead us not into temptation. Jesus advises us to pray. Because he will not suffer us to be tempted beyond that which we are able. So, though he does, the wicked, he lets them be tempted because they love to do evil. Murder is their way. Whoever will compel thee to go a mile, or whoever wants to take away your coat, let him have it. Give him both. You want my coat, have my cloak as well. You know, give extra. They want to take it from you. Because you know why? This is with the knowledge that God is the avenger. God is the judge. And he will not let the wicked get away. but he will reward our righteousness. Whoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. This is where we get our statement, go the extra mile. To go the extra mile. See, the Roman soldiers could force someone, compel them to carry their packs for a certain amount of miles, for a mile, let's say. It was by law, you know, here, you will carry this for the next mile. And they could compel you to do that. They're saying, you go another mile. They inconvenienced you, but you go ahead and go. You never know what might happen on that extra mile. You know, you could preach the gospel. But in any case, even if they ill-treat you, you have done righteousness in the sight of God. Give to one that asks. Someone asks you for something, give it to them. Someone wants to borrow, let them borrow. These can be hard to take sometimes. I don't want to give my things. I don't trust them. Jesus says, do it. Show, you say you're not covetous? Show how lightly you esteem your goods. It's not easy when you have things, right? I don't want him to have my doodad. I paid a lot of money for that. I don't want to lend it to him. I don't trust him. Verse 43, you have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. That is not in the Old Testament, by the way. That's how people feel, though. Love your neighbor and hate your enemy. That's right. You know, hate your enemy, your foe, your opponent, be it political or religious or personal, you hate him. But Jesus says no. Verse 44. Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them which despitefully... All the Greek texts omit. In fact, in my Bible, I unfortunately can't read from between love your enemies and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. The clause there, I can't read it. Bless them that curse you. And do good to them that hate you. That clause isn't in the text. But you know what? Do good to them that hate you. It's okay. It's just I'm a stickler for what the proper text is. Love your enemies is good enough. We love your enemies and you do good to them because in so doing you heap coals of fire upon their heads, as it is written in the Psalms. In so doing you will, or the Proverbs. In so doing, you will heap coals of fire. Because in doing good to our enemies, we have an opportunity to turn our enemies into our friends. If you hate your enemies and you deal with him in a hateful way, you will drive him further and further from you.